Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nidah Daf Samach Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins in the middle of Daf Samach Vov. You will notice a series of diamonds. We will begin the shiur with the first of these diamonds, but before we actually learn the Gemara, we glance at the margin of our Gemara, where we feature under our Mivneh heading. Mivneh is a structural note. We feature a diamond shape, and we've written there Mikrim, incidents, Hakshurim, Lenoshim, that are associated with women, Sheroyois, Machmas, Tashmish, Vechadome, that see blood during the act of intimacy. In other words, the sugya that had been discussed before at the end of our previous year concerning women who, in the course of their intimacy, experience a menstrual blood flow, these incidents will reflect that particular area of halacha. And there will be a final incident that is of a related nature, but not directly. The Gemara. Hahi da'asoi l'kame derebi. There was a woman who was a roya machmas tashma. She was seeing blood during intimacy. She came with her problem to Rebbe. Omar le la'abdon. Rebbe told his servant, whose name was Abdon, zil bo'aso, go and cause her fright. Frighten her. Ozal bo'aso. He went and frightened the woman. V'nofal mimeno charoras dam. And a chunk of blood, like a block of blood, came out of her body as a result of this sudden fright. Omar Rebbe, Rebbe declared, Nisrapo Zois, the woman is healed. In other words, this woman had a problem that accumulation or coagulation of blood inside of her was causing this release of blood during her intimacy. With this whole chunk coming out of her, the problem was solved. Hahi de Itzo de Asoy Lekame de Mor Shmuel. There was a woman that came to Mar Shmuel, Omar Le Ravdimi Bar Yosef. And Shmuel told Ravdimi, Zil Boaso, go and cause her fright. In other words, another incident of a woman who was experiencing blood flows during intimacy. So the same method of dealing with her was practiced here. Ozal Boaso Volona Fomi Manovolomidi. After the fright, nothing emerged from the woman. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, Zu, this woman is Mimalo Venofesis he. She's a woman that in which there accumulates Nida blood, menstrual blood, and it comes out at the time of the intimacy. The Chol Hamamalo Venofesis, a woman that shows this phenomenon, Ein Lo Takona, there is no solution for her, and she cannot be married to a man and live with him. Hahi da asoi lekame de Rabbi Yochanan. The Chol Emas da Havisalka Mitvilas Mitzvah. There was a woman that came to Rabbi Yochanan with the following unusual problem: that every time she emerged from the mikveh, which was the sign that she is now going to be with her husband in intimacy, as a result of coming out of the mikveh, she now is purified and she can now have relations. And every time she came out of the mikveh, Havis Kochazio Doma, she had a menstrual flow. She had a nida flow, and hence she would never in effect be able to be with her husband. Omar Law. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Shema Dimas Ireich Olsa Beich. The word Dimas Ireich is the murmurings or the talking of the town. Rashi explains that your friends in town, your other your colleagues, your women friends, were jealous of the affection between you and your husband. And as a result of their jealousy, so they cast upon you what we refer to as an ayin hora. L'chi, now there are two versions as to what Rabbi Yochanan told her to do. L'chi v'hibo'ali lo'i al-gabi hanohor. Go and have intimacy with your husband by the river. Iko di Omar, Omar lo, tigli l'chavrosech, ki hechi detevu alech l'hach gisa, nishavu aloch l'hach gisa. Go and tigli is to reveal to your friends what you are experiencing, and just like they had a feeling toward you in this direction, they'll have now a feeling toward you in another direction. We'll go over this very shortly by going into the Rashi, but before we do this, there's another version of the Ika di Omar. Another version is Omar lo, that Rabbi Yochanan told her, Gali l'chavrosech, reveal to your friends your troubles, kihechi delivu alech rachamim, so that they shall pray for you, that you should get better. Desanya, we have a Tanaic source in the realm of Mitzora, the following teaching, v'tomei tomei yikro, this is a pasuk, tzorach lodiyat tzar l'rabim, the Mitzora has to proclaim, has to announce to the public his problem, v'rabim mevakshim olav rachamim, and the public will pray for you. Omar Rav Yosef have uvda bepumbedisa. Rav Yosef tells us that a mice, an incident like this happened in Pumbedisa, where a woman had this trouble and she revealed her troubles to her friends and they prayed for her, the itzi, and she got better. Now, before we go on in the Gemara, let's go over this section through the Rashi. So there's a Rashi, ki hechi detevu aloch ad hashto. Until now, they had jealousy of you. Lahaygi so alchibo yisero shebenechem, the jealousy that originally caused the blood flows to come from her as a result of their ayin hora that they had toward her. Nishavo loch liidoch gisa v'yomru kamos snua zu v'toshuv kino mimech. See, according to the first approaches that we saw here, we saw that initially there was this feeling of jealousy toward her, but then when they saw how she had intimacy by the river, which is a very it's an uncouth approach to this matter, so people would see become aware that he hated her. That's what they were made to think, so that just like they had a feeling toward her in one direction, the feeling now would be for to her in the other direction. There is a Tosfos that deals with this, and we'll take a look at the Tosfos. Ki hechi detevu alech lahach gisa, pirush Rashi, tachas asher kinu ba'avas ishech, instead of where they originally were jealous of the fondness and affinity that your husband had toward you, yomru kama sino gedola v'toshuv kin osam mimech. Now, as a result of the advice here to go and have relations by the river, or her telling her friends that her husband was at odds with her, this would cause them to have the opposite feeling toward her. Uba Oruch Pirush, in the Sefer Oruch, it was explained, Shisholtu Boch Einayim Lehisrachik Mibaleich, their feeling of jealousy toward her caused you to become distanced from your husband. After all, after having blood release after the mikveh, she could not be with him. Todiyam Achshov Sha'at Bas Domim Rubim, tell your friends that you are a woman that has a lot of blood. She boneach merubin bioiser. As a result of that, women, as we have learned in a previous Gemara, in the sugya that dealt with the comparison of the woman to a vine, the more some vines have a lot of grapes, just and some women have a lot of blood, and they have a lot of children. So by telling them that you are a woman that has a lot of blood, the yitnu einehem boch, the yomru, they will then become jealous of you because of the large amount of blood, and they'll say, Ashreel shedomeh merubin, fortunate is this woman that has so much blood from her. Shemitoch kach boneh merubin, because of that she'll have a lot of children. Umitoch ha'ayin sheyitnu boch, and because of the now induced ayin hora in that direction, yifsiku hadomen v'tisrape, that will cause a reduction of the amount of blood coming from you, and you will become healed. This is a piece of Gemara that I found to be absolutely fascinating, how one can manipulate, so to speak, the ayin hora in one's for one's benefit, as we just learned. Before going ahead in our Gemara, let us go over the last section by way of review. We saw a woman that every time she emerged from the mikveh in anticipation of going to her husband for intimacy, she experienced a blood flow. And Rabbi Yochanan told her it might be a result of the murmurings or the ayin hora of your fellow townswomen. So as a result, the first thing we saw in the Gemara, which we have under our Roman numeral number 1, Rabbi Yochanan said, go and have your intimacy in an out-of-the-way place by the river, and thereby avoiding the public awareness, and that will solve your problem and avoid the ayin hora. An ikar di amar in the Gemara, the Roman numeral number 2, Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan suggested that she should reveal to her friends that she is a woman that has a lot of blood. And we saw in the Tosfos an explanation that they will then have an ayin hora, they'll have jealousy, not of the affinity that she seems to have with her husband, but rather they'll have jealousy of her as a woman having a lot of blood, and that will cause a reduction in the amount of blood and thereby solving her problem. And then there was the under the bays, that's two bays in our Gemara, another version of what Rabbi Yochanan said to her in terms of revealing to her friends, not so much as revealing to her friends that she has a lot of blood, but reveal your troubles to your friends so that they will pray for your benefit. Let's now continue with the Gemara. Omar of Yosef, Omar of Yehuda, Omar Rav. Hiskin Rebbe besodos. Rebbe made a ruling in Sodos. Sodos is likely the name of a place. However, Rashi explains it's a place that the people were not learned. And he told them to practice the following. Ruasa yoim echad. We should also point out that in a place that they're not learned, the women were not capable of keeping track of the nida ziva cycle. That is blood that a woman sees during the nida days that would make her tamea automatically for 7 days. When she finishes the 7 days of the nida cycle, she would then enter the ziva cycle, 11 days, during which any blood she sees would cause her to be tamea for that day alone, and the next day as well she would be prohibited in relations. She's called the shemeres yoim keneged yoim, and in the event she sees 2 days during the yamei ziva, she'll have to keep the third day tahura. And in the event she sees 3 days consecutively, she would then have to observe 7 Nikiyim. But in a place that people are not learned, so how do you deal with a population like that? So Rebbe may issue the following ruling. Ruasa yoim echad, teshev shishavahu. If she sees 1 day of blood, she shall observe that day as a prohibited day plus an additional 6 days. In other words, she would treat herself as a nida and thereby cover all ground, so to speak, and After that, she would go to mikveh and become muteres. Shnayim, if she sees 2 days of blood flow, teshev, shisha vehein, she observes those 2 days as forbidden to her husband, plus an additional 6 days. This calculation is a reflection of assuming that the first of the 2 days was the end of a ziva period, and the second of the 2 blood days was the beginning of a nida period, and as such, that would be the first plus 6, 7 days that she would be observing as a nida. Shloisha, if she sees 3 consecutive days of blood, then teshev shiva nikiyim, she shall keep the next 7 days prohibited to be with her husband, and making sure on each day that she is naki, that she is without any blood flow. And after that, she would go to the mikveh and become muteres. Amar Rebbe Zera, Benois Yisrael hichmiru al atzmon. Jewish women accepted upon themselves a stringency, she'afilu royois tipas dam kechardol, even if they see a speck of blood the size of a chardol seed, which is sometimes translated as a mustard seed, but for us it would be a mere speck of blood. Yoshvois aleo shiva nikim, they would observe 7 clean days. That means that the day she discovers the blood would be forbidden to, she'd be forbidden to her husband, and in addition to that, 7 additional days of checking to make sure that she has no blood flow. Adabre Rova L'Rav Shmuel V'Dorash. We notice a triangle around Rova's name, and in our comments on the side of the Gemara, we have a note that the triangles represent memros of Rava that are related to Nida and preparations for mikveh. So Rava here, Adabre, is an expression meaning he led Rav Shmuel. In other words, Rava led Rav Shmuel to issue a public statement, Vodorash, and publicized. A woman who experienced 2 days of blood flow with pain during her Yemei Ziva. And on the 3rd day, she experienced a miscarriage. Teshev Shiva Nikiyim. She shall observe 7 clean days. Kosovar, the figuring here is as follows. Ein Kishui Linafilim. The rules of koshi don't apply to a nafel. Let's just backtrack for a minute. If you have a woman who is giving birth to a regular child, and immediately prior to the birth she had 2 days of blood flow with pain, and on the 3rd day she gave birth to a child, we would say that she is not a zava, but rather the 2 days prior to the birth were blood flows as a result of a child, and we wouldn't calculate it as 3 consecutive ziva days, but rather blood coming as a result of a birth, an impending birth. However, in the case of a miscarriage, that rule, that leniency will not apply, and therefore, so we say that the rule of kishui is blood accompanied by pain and with subsequent birth, that concept or that phenomenon does not apply to a miscarriage. And another point, v'ef shalapsicha sekever below dam, and it's impossible for there to be an opening of the uterus, as is the case when there is a miscarriage, without blood. Therefore, the 3rd day in which the miscarriage took place was also a blood flow day, because of this rule of v'ef shalapsicha sekever, kever is the uterus, below dam, without a blood flow. So we have a woman with 3 days of blood flow during her Yemei Ziva, and she thereby becomes a Zava. And the rule of Zava means that after that she has to observe 7 clean days. Omale Rav Papa L'Rava, my Irya Koshso Shnei Yomim, why speak about pain and blood for 2 days? Afilu Mashu Ba'alma, any speck of blood also would result in her needing to observe 7 clean days. The Ha'am Rabbi Zeira, Benois Yisrael Hichmira Asman, Rabbi Zeira, we just saw, finished seeing, taught that the Jewish women accepted a stringency upon themselves, Shafilu Rois Tipas Dam Kechardol, even if they see a speck of blood like that of a chardol, Yoshu Solel Shivanikim, they observe 7 clean days. So why is it necessary to feature 2 days of blood with pain and an eventual miscarriage when the need for observing 7 clean days would result even from the notice, the sighting of a speck of blood? Amar Le, Rava answers, Amino locha ano isura. I am telling you something that is isur, meaning that even without the Jewish women accepting upon themselves astringency, my halacha would nevertheless apply. In other words, I'm telling you something that's letter of the law. The ad amris min hoga, and you are answering me, you're responding to me something that's a matter of common practice, that which we call a minhag. When it comes to a minhag, hecho de achmur achmur, in places that women accepted this stringency, so fine, hecho de lo achmur, if they didn't accept that stringency, so that years and years ago when Rabbi Zeira's teaching was made, it was not something necessarily that was accepted all in all places, and those places that they didn't accept that stringency, so they wouldn't keep 7 clean days as a result of a speck. However, the phenomenon that I described would obligate the observance of 7 nikiyim, 7 clean days, even in places that they didn't accept Rabbi Zeira's stringency. Omar Rava, another triangle indicating another din of Rava's related to these matters. This topic, we have a nosei, a topic heading, and it's called Dam Chimud. This is blood that comes as a result of an emotional experience, suddenly being overcome with a feeling of love and an affinity causes an emotional response which could trigger a blood flow. Omar Rava Tovua Linosei Vinispaisa, a woman who was sought out in marriage and she agreed, she'll have to observe 7 clean days. In other words, if let us say a woman was presented with a marriage proposal, she could not get married that very same day because we will suspect that upon hearing the proposal and her accepting it, she has this emotional. She's overcome with emotion and will experience a blood flow. So Rava says it, when that happens, when she accepts a marriage proposal, so she has to observe 7 clean days. And now a story to illustrate this. Ravino Yasik Le Lebrei Be Rav Chanina. Ravino was preparing a wedding for his son in the home of Reb Chanina. Other Gersos have Rav Chaviva. Omar Le Sovar Lomor Lemichtav Ksuba Liom Arba. So he asked him, are you planning to write a ksuba in another 4 days? Omar Le'in, yes, in another 4 days I'm going to write up a ksuba. Kimota la'arba, when that day came, notar ad arba achrina. He waited until the fourth day from them. Iakiv shiva yoimi bosarhu yoima. It turned out then there was a 7 day 7 days passed since the original day where he indicated that he was going to be marrying off his daughter and preparing the ksuba, the marriage document. Amarle mai hai, so he asked him, why all the delay? In other words, you said that you were going to conduct the marriage, we'll say, in another 4 days, and then you waited till the fourth day from then. So why all the delay? Omar Le, so he answers, Lo Sovar Lo Mar Lahoda Rava, do you not hold from Rava's teaching, the Omar Rava, Tovua Li Nosei Vinispaisa Tzricholei Shev Shivonikim, that when a marriage proposal is made and is accepted, there must be an observance of 7 clean days. So from the point that I came to marry my son off quite likely to your daughter, and there was an acceptance, we needed to delay things anyway for 7 days, and that's the reason for my delaying. Amar Lei, so he says back, Amar Dama Rava Bigdoilo de Kochazia Dama. Rava's din that we have to suspect a blood flow is because you're dealing with a gedola, a girl that reached maturity, that has already seen blood as part of her regular biological makeup. Avo biktano de lochazio domo mi omar. But with regard to a minor, which is obviously the case over here, did Rava say his halacha? Amalei, so he answers, Beferish Omar Rava. Rava said explicitly, Lo shno gedola, lo shno ketana. There is no difference in, no differentiation made between a gedola and a ketana. Gedola taimomai, a gedola, what is the reason for the delay? Mishum de machmida, because of the chimud, the emotional feelings that overcomes the girl. Machmida literally is the desire for marriage, causing a, which would cause a blood flow. Ketana nami machmida, a minor, a young girl also can be overcome with this emotional feeling, which could cause a release of blood, thereby making her temea. Omar Rava, Isha, we continue at the top of Omid Beis, loisochuf lo beneser v'lo b'chol. At this point, we see halachas concerning the preparation of a woman who prepares herself for immersion in a mikveh. And one should be aware that a woman, before going into mikveh, has to prepare herself, has to clean herself, and make sure there are no interpositions, no chatzitzas on her body, nor in her hair. And hence, there are a number of rules that apply to the preparations. So here at the top of Amud Beis, we've also noted on the side of our Gemara under a Nosei Klali, a general topic heading. This will keep us occupied till Daf Samach Ches Amud Aleph, rules of Tevila v'chatzitza, immersion and interpositions. And here we start with some of those rules. Loi sochuf lo beneser v'lo b'chol. A woman should not rinse her hair, you know, wash her hair with these materials, with these substances, neser and choil. Beneser, not to use the neser substance, mishum de miktaf. It causes hairs to become dislodged, and loose hairs mixed in with the rest of her hairs growing from her head would be considered a chatzitza. In other words, the water wouldn't get in between those hairs, and that is a problem of chatzitza. And the extraneous hairs are not part of her body, and hence they are a problem. So she should not use neser, which causes a release or a dislodging of hairs. Ubechol mishum de misrich. She shouldn't use the chol material either because of misrich. Misrich means it causes hairs to stick together. The Omar Ameimar Mishmei de Rova. Isha lo sochuf elo bechamin aval loy betzonein. A woman should not wash her hair other than with hot water and not with cold water. Tzonein my time alo. Why not using cold water? Mishum de kariri mashru mazio. Rashi explains, Mashu mazo makshin esasaros ve'ein lichluchon oiver. It hardens the hairs, thereby causing the any debris that's there to stick to it and not to fall off. The Omar Rava, le'olam yilamed odom besoich beso. A person should teach within his household. Shetei isha madicha beis kmotel b'mayim. That the women should be careful to rinse out the areas of her body in kamotim. Kamotim are body folds. Meisve, we have a Tanaic source that says beis hakamotim ubeis hastorim einon tzrichin libias mayim. Body folds and concealed areas don't require water entrance. And if that be the case, so then there's no need to clean out those areas if you don't need the water to get in there in the first place. The Gemara answers, Nehi de bias mayim lo boinon. granted that you don't have to have actual water entrance into those areas. However, mokum haroy libias mayim bo'inon, but it has to be fit for the water to enter. When we speak about water entering, it means that it enters and it touches. It doesn't encounter any interpositions, any debris, dirt that's clinging to those areas. It has to be clean, so that we're telling you now that actual water entrance is not something that's binding, but the potential for water to enter the area and touch the skin, body parts itself without encountering debris, that is necessary. And therefore, clean it out, and therefore, even though the body folds are there and the water might not actually get in, but since you cleaned it out, there is the potential for the water to get in and touch the skin without encountering a chatzitza. And this concept of having something able to, even though it doesn't have to be actualized, is based on the teaching of Rabbi Zeira. The Rabbi Zeira, the Yom Rabbi Zeira, called a Roy Labilo, Ein Bilo Makevesbo. Rabbi Zeira's teaching is in the context of a meal offering, a mincha offering brought in the Beis Hamikdash. And he says that any mincha oil ratio that is able, that could be mixed in a uniform sense, you don't have to actually do the mixing of the flour with the oil. However, v'she'ein roi labila, if it's not potentially able to be mixed because you would have a too much flour, too much dry substance relative to the limited liquid quantity of oil that's in there, if you have something like that, bilo makeves bo, then we say you would have the need for mixing is a binding factor. So to sum up, Rabbi Zeira's rule is, if something is possible in the potential, you don't have to actualize it. However, if something is not possible in the potential, then it becomes a binding factor and hence not acceptable. Omar Rovin bar Rav Ado, Omar of Yitzchok, Maisa b'shivchosu shel Rebbe, an incident took place involving the bondmaid of Rebbe, Shetovlo v'olsa, she immersed in a mikveh, came out, v'nimtza lo etzem choytzeitz bein shineho, and when she emerged from the mikveh, she noticed a piece of bone between her teeth. V'tzricha Rebbe tvi lo acheres, and Rebbe said that she has to immerse herself again. And once again, here is a problem of a chatzitza. The bone stuck between her teeth is a foreign substance that would that causes an interposition, and hence the tefillah was not effective. The Omar Rova, we have another triangle around another din of Rovas. Tova v'olsa v'nimtza leah dover chotzeitz. A woman who immersed in the mikveh, came out and noticed sticking towards something that would cause a chatzitza or serve as an interposition. Im somech l'chafifa tavla, eino tzricha lochu filippo. If her washing of her hair was right next to, was immediately prior to her immersion, she doesn't have to wash herself again and re-immerse herself. The dirt that she notices on her body definitely came from some outside source and came onto her after she finished the tevila. The imlav, however, if her mikveh preparations, her washing herself, was not immediately before the actual immersion, she has to wash herself again, because we will say that the debris that she finds now might very well have come onto her, stuck to her before she immersed in the mikveh, and at a time that was after she had prepared herself but before her immersion. Ika di Amri, another version of what Rava rules on this topic of the tavla of the also in tzolah dover chaytzeitz. Another version says, "Im ba'oyse yoyim shechafafat tavla, eino tzricha locha filippo." If she immersed herself on the day that she cleaned herself, so she doesn't have to do it again. And as we said, the dirt that she finds herself, that she finds now on herself, must have come after she already immersed herself. The imlav, if however her mikveh preparations did not take place on the same day that she immersed herself, but on the day before. So we will suspect that the dirt that got onto her before she immersed and after she had cleaned herself. And therefore, as he says, v'im lav, tzricha lo chuv lipo, she'll have to wash herself and immerse herself again. My binai, what is the practical difference between these two lashonos? After all, in a general sense, these two lashonos, these two versions, the Aleph and Beis version, are suggesting that if the preparation was immediately prior to the immersion, so no need to wash herself and immerse again. So what's the difference between these two presentations? Ikar binaihu, the practical difference will be as follows. Lemismach lechafifa tevila. The insistence on having the chafifa, the hair washing, the preparation immediately before the immersion. Immediately meaning moments before, minutes before the actual immersion. According to the first lashon, that will be a requirement. According to the second lashon, that was interested only that it be on the same day, it doesn't have to. One, the washing and the preparation could be in the morning, and the immersion could be later in the afternoon, or say that night. Another nafkamina will be lemechaf bimama ulemitba balela. If she washes herself on during the daytime and immerses herself at night. In such a case, the day and the immersion at night really is not on the same day. So according to the first lashon, if they are close to one another, it might be acceptable. But according to the second lashon, it's not be'oisoyoyim, because the washing during the day is one time period, and the immersion at night is a different day. It's considered a second day, so it's not be'oisoyoyim, and therefore it would be unacceptable. Omar Rava. Isha loitamur al gabi klecheres vetitbol. A woman should not stand on an earthenware vessel and immerse herself. Sova Rav Kahana lemeimar taimo mai. Rav Kahana thought that the reason for objecting to a woman immersing herself while standing on an earthenware vessel is mishum gzeiras merchatzois, because people will come to think that a woman could immerse herself in a bathhouse, and a bathhouse is not kosher as a mikveh. In mikveh construction, there are very specific rules in how it's constructed and what kind of water is acceptable, and those details don't exist in a standard bathhouse. Now, you'll ask, how would one confuse one with the other? So Rashi points out, Gezeras merchatzos, shederach merchatzos, leishev agabi itzdabois, shaladoma, the domi likliheres. In bathhouses, people would sit on platforms made of earth, earthenware platforms, and the earthenware itzdabos are similar to klicheres, clay vessels. And the osi lemeimar tvila oilabahen, people will think that immersion in a merchatz is also effective. People will simply see the woman on a clay vessel, and they'll associate that with women or with people that are on earthenware vessels in bathhouses, and they'll come to confuse things and think that one can immerse themselves in a bathhouse. Ha al gabi silta shapir dummy. However, if the woman were to stand on a silta. Rashi explains a silta is a bakas ova, something like a log. A log is something that's not found in bathhouses, so people won't confuse that with a bathhouse. So that would be okay. So this is what Rav Kahana thought, that the objection to the woman standing on the klicheres is something specifically related to clay vessels as opposed to logs of wood. So, Omar Le Rav Chonan min Harda. Rav Chonan responds to this and says, "Hosam taimo mai mishum deboyis." The reason for Rava's ruling of not standing on the klicheres is because of fear. the fear that she might fall, and a woman who stands in a state of fear can't possibly immerse herself in a proper way so that the water gets over all of her body. So the objection to the woman standing on the Kli Cheres is a function of fear, because she might fall off of it, and as a result, we said that will limit the effectiveness of the mikveh. Siltanami boisa, the issue of standing on the log, would have the same characteristic, and that too would not be acceptable. So that Rav Kahana's thought to make a distinction between the kli cheres and the log, that distinction is no longer valid. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.